good to go there, sir.
All right. We're going to do a little bit of a look at something that is a big deal to me because of where I live. I live in a city called Brockton, Massachusetts. It's about 20 miles south of Boston, about 15 miles south of Boston. And in our city, we have quite a few Haitian immigrants from Haiti. We have quite a few of them. We have a few in our church. They're incredible people. They have no sense of time whatsoever. They have no sense of time. They might as well not have clocks. But besides that, they are awesome people. And I was talking to one of my Haitian friends, been almost 3 years ago, and I was just asking about his family. He had just started coming to the church, so I was asking him about his family, and I wasn't even sure if he was a believer, really. I wasn't sure if he was a Christian. I was just trying to get into his mind and see what he was thinking and try to get a little bit of a background on him. And I asked him about his family and his wife, and he says, well, I had to separate from my wife. And I said, well, that's rough. What happened? He said, well, she wouldn't give up voodoo. What? What are you talking about? What do you mean she wouldn't give up voodoo? I thought you were both Christians. Oh, yeah, we are, but she wouldn't give up voodoo. I was like, wow, that's not what I was expecting whatsoever. I knew that voodoo was huge in Haiti, but I had no idea that it kind of become a kind of a mainstream Haitian thing in Brockton. That was weird to me. And so I started digging around and trying to figure out what voodoo was all about and how deeply it had permeated into Brockton, how deeply it had sunk into Brockton, even into the so-called Christians in Brockton. So I started digging around, and so that's what I'm going to share with you this morning, just some stuff that I've discovered about voodoo, about why it coexists with Christianity. It seems very strange. If someone does voodoo, I can see that. And if someone does Christianity, I can see that. But somebody that does both of them, like being fine with being into voodoo and into Christianity, is weird to me. All right, so that's what I couldn't understand. And so that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. I was reading this online. A lady had gone to Haiti and had studied. She worked for National Geographic, and she had really studied voodoo, what happens there. And this is what she said. She said she went to one of their services, and in here is in this, like, a public meeting that they have, usually outside. And this is what she said happened. She said the ceremony begins with a Roman Catholic prayer. All right, so we have a Roman Catholic prayer. Then three drummers begin to play syncopated rhythms. The attendees begin to dance around a tree in the center of the yard, moving faster and harder with the rising pulse of the beat. The priest draws sacred symbols in the dust with cornmeal, and rum is poured on the ground to honor the spirits. One woman falls to the ground, convulsing for a moment before she is helped back to her feet. She resumes the dance, moving differently now, and continues dancing for hours. A lot of energy. It is perhaps no longer she who is dancing. She is in a trance, apparently possessed by Urzuli, the great mother spirit. It is an honor to be entered and ridden by Aloa. You see it spelled L-W-A or L-O-A, or spirit. In Haiti, these rituals are commonplace. Voodoo is the dominant religion. One common saying there in Haiti is that Haitians are 70% Catholic, 30% Protestant, and 100% Voodoo. This comes from a photographer who has documented Haitian Voodoo for over a decade. In Tucson,
stats again, please?
Yeah, so Haitians are 70% Catholic, 30% Protestant, and that's relatively new. That's the last 20, 30 years that Protestantism has come in. But all of them are voodoo, 100% voodoo. So, yeah. In 2003, it was declared the president of Haiti sanctioned voodoo as an officially recognized religion. And so what we're going to do is, for a few minutes here, we're going to look at the basic concepts of voodoo. I wanted to... So I've got some blogs that I read, and one was from a Boston Hongun. That's a voodoo priest. And he is a Catholic and a voodoo priest. He lives in Boston. I'd love to meet him someday. Probably never will, because it's not like it's that important to me, but it'd be interesting just to sit down and talk to him. I read his theology. I read his, it's just bizarre. But I decided not to get my info on Haitian voodoo from a voodooist or from somebody who just hates it. I tried to get sort of like an academic take on it. So there's a man named Bob Corbett who has studied it for years, and he has all of his material that he actually teaches a class on Haitian culture, on Haitian voodoo, at some university. I don't remember which university, but he has posted all of his information online. And so this is where a lot of that comes from. So I wanted to get somebody who wasn't a Christian, but who wasn't a voodooist either, to kind of give an academic sort of take on it. And so this is what we have here this morning. Here are the most basic concepts of voodoo. There is one God, much like you find in Christianity or in Judaism or in Muslim religion. There's one God. But there are three important categories of other spiritual beings. So you have one God, sort of, in Haitian voodoo, he seems to be pretty unknowable. Like, you can't really get a beat on him at all. You can't really understand him at all. Then there are three important categories of other spiritual beings. Loa, the twins, and the dead. Loa, the twins, and the dead. If I was a good teacher, I'd write this stuff down, but I am not a good teacher. I got out of the teaching game long ago, so you're just going to have to listen and write it down, and I don't know, sorry. Loa, the twins, and the dead. Now, the Loa, they're the ones that are kind of like the main deal in voodoo. They interact with the people of Earth, and every once in a while, they mount and they ride people now and again during religious ceremonies, and they give messages, even cause various good and bad things to happen to people. They are the major forces of the universe. And then, so they and then the dead are the ones that the voodooists spend a lot of their time trying to appease, trying to get help from. The central and key aspect of voodoo is healing people from illness. Such healing activities probably constitute 60% of all voodoo activity. So most of what they do is try to heal people. All right? And with the help of the Loa and the other spirits. The priesthood of voodoo contains both men, which are Hongan, and women, which is Mambo. Hongan is H-O-U-N-G-A-N. That's the male priests, Hongan, and women are Mambo, M-A-M-B-O. I have a Haitian friend, Marta, who, because I'm probably going to pronounce a lot of this stuff wrong, a lot of it's based on French language. I don't know French. When I look at French, I can't pronounce it. And so her way of trying to teach me French is to get really close to me and just yell the words at me. She thinks that if she yells and it, from a very short, close distance, that I will learn it better. And then she speeds up. She talks really fast and really loud, and she thinks that that's going to help me. It has not so far. She's like, French is easy, and then just blah, blah, blah. All right, well, lead the room now. So the priesthood have Hangan and Mambo, and their functions are healing. They perform religious ceremonies to call or to pacify the spirits. They tell the future, they read dreams, they cast spells, they create protections, and they create potions for various purposes. Like you could create a love spell or a death spell. I suppose you probably want to, if you're going to choose, you probably want a love spell. They can receive fees for these things. They don't always receive fees. You don't always have to pay them. Sometimes you do. It depends on the person. You will find if you study into this that there's not like this book where everybody does the same thing. Everybody's got this like voodoo book, and then they kind of just go off of that. It's based on oral tradition, handed down from generation to generation. So there's a lot of different stuff in there, and so there's a lot of different takes on it. So these are all generalities. These are all generally true. They're different from person to person slightly. Another central feature of voodoo is the service, which is the religious rites of the religion. These are usually held outside, usually around some sort of tree. There's usually drums involved. Everybody participates. In most services, the Loa mount people, that is, they come and take over a person's body for a time. When the Loa come, the person is gone. It's not clear where the person goes. The body is now the body of the person, but it is really the Loa. So if a male Loa mounts a female person, that person is called a he, while she is being mounted. She becomes that Loa. Nearly every voodoo service has an animal sacrifice. By killing the animal, one releases life. The Loa are exhausted by the taxing task of running the universe. I would be tired too. Thus, they can receive this life sacrifice to them and are rejuvenated. They are usually quite happy about this. So, the Loa get tired, and the way that the voodoo participants will rejuvenate them, will revive them, is to sacrifice an animal, and that animal will give its strength to the Loa. There are two primary sorts of voodoo. There's Rada, R-A-D-A. This is the family spirit voodoo and the voodoo of the relatively peaceful and happy Loa. This is the nice voodoo. And then there is Petro. Petro is the one that you've seen on TV. Petro is the one where you have the legends of zombies and black magic and all kinds of other craziness. So this man here says, by virtually all scholarly estimates one can find, Radha, the nice, peaceful kind, accounts for about 95% of voodoo, if not more. Thus, the spectacular tales of black magic, while very real, are extremely limited. Petro is not the typical voodoo, but it does exist. And so probably if you have any past understanding of voodoo, it has something to do with like voodoo dolls, and you make a little doll and you stick a pin in someone and then they die or their stomach hurts really bad or whatever. If you look into it, you'll see that that's not what most of it is. There is some dark, crazy, scary stuff. I've got Bill, you've met Cones, right? Big Cone, Konyev, big guy, big Haitian guy, comes to our church. Anyhow.
I think so.
Yeah, he said he grew up in Haiti for the first 5 or 6 or maybe 8 or 9 years of his life.
Is he married to a Caucasian?
No.
Okay, that's a different
guy. That's a different guy, yeah.
Okay.
Cones is still single, probably always will be. Yeah, it's just, I think, better for humanity if he stays single for the rest of the world. I do love him, though. He says there were parts of town he just wouldn't go. He just absolutely wouldn't go. He said if his dad found him on that side of the tracks, you could say, because bad stuff went down there. And so... The dark, scary side of voodoo where people die is real. But again, if you look into it, you'll find that most of it is not what you'd consider to be dark and evil and used for mean evil purposes. Humans have two, according to Voodoo, humans have two spirits and a body. So they have a, one of their spirits is called the little good angel. This is kind of like a conscience. And then they have a big good angel. And this is similar to the soul. Except the soul is in Voodoo, the soul is much more separate from the person than it is in our understanding of it. There are quite a few terms here. I'm going to go through them quickly. Pick out the good ones here. Well, actually, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. Here are some of the central loa in the Voodoo pantheon. All right, so these are some of the big ones. These are some of the big spirits that kind of everybody knows. Because loa, you'll see if you study into this, which I'm not suggesting you do. I'm not suggesting you don't, but I'm not suggesting you do. If you study into it, you'll see that every family has their own certain loa that they believe in. Every stripe of Voodoo has their own. So there's different loa, and they come and go. But here are the ones that are pretty much always around. Legba is an old man who is the gatekeeper between the two worlds.
Can I interrupt with a question? Feel free to do that. What does it sound like? Household Lola? Loa? What does that sound like? Yeah, okay, a spirit, but if you were to narrow that down to something Christian sounding, what would that sound like?
I love Archangel, like Guardian Angel.
Guardian Angel, or they have them, informed guesses. They have them on dashboards, they have them in pictures, they have them on saints. Thank you. And so when you think of saints, what are you thinking about?
And actually, pretty much every loa has a direct correlation to a saint.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
like
so
Legba.
Saint, what are you thinking about in class? What religion? Okay, good.
Yeah, and so Legba is, is Peter. We mentioned Urzuli at the beginning, the woman who was caught in the trance, and she was taken over by Urzuli. That's everybody who is both Voodoo and Catholic consider her to be Mary. So when they're in a Catholic service and they're thinking Mary, they're thinking of the same thing that they're thinking of when they think of Urzuli when they're doing Voodoo.
All right, so if I remember something you said earlier, if we have a man that's taken over by this loa, then he, in this service, is known as a she because his loa is female.
Yeah.
Even though it's obviously just a man in that service, he's possessed or mounted by a female loa, so in this case, Mary.
Yeah.
So he is a she during that service while he's possessed or mounted.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there's Calhu. He's the Petro counterpart, so he's kind of like the mean counterpart to Legba. He is the spirit of the night, the origin of darkness. The moon is the symbol. There's Papa Ghede. He is the loa of death and resurrection. He is a total clown. And then there's Dumbulla, the father figure. He is the good snake. I think he's the one that they consider to be St. Patrick. Dumbulla, I believe he's correlated with St. Patrick. I may have a list here of all the different correlations, like the different saints connected with the different loa. There's Ogli, the sovereign of the seas. Ogam, the warrior. Urzuli, the earth mother, spirit of the goddess of love, strongly identified with the Virgin Mary. She's much loved, Loa. Let's skip that. Here's some notes on Voodoo's relationship to Christianity. I'm going to assume that we don't have a ton of that you guys aren't really up on your Haitian history. You probably haven't studied the history of Haiti too recently. And if you did study it, you probably were not paying attention. So here's what happened with the history of Haiti. The island, as all Caribbean islands were settled by white Europeans in the 1500s, well, late 1400s, 1500s. You have some Spanish coming in, you have some French coming in, taking over, and of course, the thing that the Europeans bring with them when they reach the island in the 1500s is they bring with them all of their European diseases. And so almost automatically, the people who originally lived in the island that we now call Haiti, they died because they had no immunity to this disease that the Europeans brought over. And so now the Europeans have all of this land and they have all of this awesome chance to, there's some mining to be done and then there's a lot of crop growing to be done. And so what they do is they bring slaves from West Africa. That's what white colon or white people always did when they were going to make a new civilization somewhere. They need work, so they bring slaves from in this case West Africa. And so soon Haiti, as it's called now, was populated with black slaves, African slaves. Now what the African slaves brought over with them was their religion. It was a tradition, it was an oral religion, it wasn't super organized, but it was what we heard today. It's this worship of these Lola. Alright, so that's what they brought over with them. The Spanish, and then the French after the Spanish, didn't like the idea of the slaves doing their what we call now voodoo. They wasn't called that then, but what we call now voodoo, they didn't like that idea. Probably, their reasons probably were not religious, but it's more like the white people didn't want the white people didn't want the slaves to have very much unity. They didn't want them gathering very often. They didn't want a revolt on their hands, right? And so they tried to keep that any kind of unity down, any kind of community down. And so they tried to squelch the African religion. Well, what the slaves did was they just pretended to be Catholics. Right? These French Catholics spit some water in their face. They said, "You're now a Christian." The African slaves, "All right." And so what they did was they just pretended to do the Catholic stuff. All the while, they were still doing their voodoo stuff. And this is how Urzuli became the Virgin Mary. You understand? These African slaves were saying Mary, but they meant Urzuli. And so what they did was they just camouflaged their religion. They camouflaged their religion that they brought over from Africa. Now, what happened is very interesting. Because, So we'll tell you about this. Let me not get ahead of myself here. Let's read what happened when Haiti became an independent nation. Haiti became independent. Haiti gained their independence. And what I mean by Haiti gained their independence was these African slaves gathered together and overthrew the French. Now, this was a long time coming, but in the late 1700s, 1791, we have the sort of the night when it really went down, August 14th, August 15th. And how it happened is really it started with a voodoo service. In a secret location, August 14th, 1791, a secret location, an Houngon, which is a voodoo priest, by the name of Dutty Boukman, presided over the leaders and representatives of all the different nations and ethnic groups. These are all the slaves. bringing them together to make a pact that they would meld together and fight until the death. All right? So they gather together. They have this secret meeting, and they're going to gather together and attack the French and get their independence, get their freedom. It's what they've been wanting for years. So finally, they're getting together to do it. As the sound of the drums fueled the ceremony, a mambo, which is a voodoo priestess, by the name of Cecile Fateman, ultimately became possessed by a powerful spirit who we all know as Uzuli Dantor. I don't think this is the good Uzuli. I think this is I may very well kill you, Uzuli. I think that there are two Uzulis, and I think that this is the Queen of the Petro, rather than the Queen of the Rada, and I think that this is the one that, when she takes over people, bad stuff goes down. Okay, so, Uzuli Dantor rode, as they say, mounted and rode Cecile Fateman. A sacrifice was offered to Uzuli Dantor in the form of a female black pig. The pig's throat was cut by Dantor herself, and the blood was captured and given to each of the leaders of all the nations in order to seal the deal. They swore that no matter what, they would rather die than to continue to live without freedom. Dantor's message spread like wildfire throughout the slaves and plantations, and by the next week, approximately 2,000 plantations had been burned to the ground, and about 1,000 slave owners were massacred. That would mark the beginning of a war that would last for more than a decade, that ended with Haitian independence. So, Haiti's independence began with a voodoo service. So, after that, Haiti has gone through, for the last 200 years, all kinds of turmoil. All kinds of turmoil, and we're not going to talk about all of that. But after that happened, something very strange to me. And all of this has been a little strange, I'm not going to lie. But something even stranger to me happened. After the liberation, that basically took place in 1804, all white people were kicked out of Haiti, and many were killed. This included all the Roman Catholic priests. Thus, in 1804, the Vatican, which is the hotshots for the headquarters for the Catholic, the Roman Catholics, the Vatican broke with Haiti and did not establish any kind of relations with her again until 1860. So there is no Catholic influence in Haiti for about 55 years. So what I would think would happen was that all the people who were doing voodoo would stop pretending to be Catholics and just do voodoo. That's what you would expect, right? You would think they would just, okay, we don't have to pretend anymore. But they don't do that. Instead, this weird mixture that they've created stays on. This mixture of Catholicism and voodoo, which we would call syncretism, all right, we would call it syncretism, which means you're just combining two religions and you're pretending like they're both they can both coexist. And so during this 56-year period, houndons and mambos built up the public religion of Haiti. Voodoo in a weird combination of African spirit religion and Catholicism. So that's what voodoo became. Voodoo became this combination of Catholicism and African spirit religion. And I think, you know, part of that is because there's never been any kind of sacred text for voodoo. So there's never been like this rule of order handed down from generation to generation. And so it's just kind of become what it's become, right? It just adapts to whatever. And so once it was combined with Roman Catholicism, it just stayed that way. Hey, we'll take it. We'll keep it. So virtually all Loa became associated with Catholic saints. Dumbala, the snake Loa, is St. Patrick. Uzulia, the earth mother, is the Virgin Mary. And there's one for Peter. I think that's the Legba one, I think is Peter. I'm not sure. And the most important consequence of this is that Haitians see nothing odd at all with practicing voodoo and Catholicism side by side. They are very devout about each of them.
Okay, question?
Yeah.
So, voodoo, I think a couple minutes ago you said, is the mixture, the syncretism of African spiritism and Catholicism.
Yes.
So that became voodoo. Now you're saying that voodoo, which is a mixture of African spiritism and Catholicism, is actually now officially, or rather, I mean, I'm not saying officially as if we are now practicing two religions, but now what became voodoo in Haiti is being practiced as a religion alongside with Catholicism.
Yep. Yeah, so...
Among Haitians, but Haitians in Boston particularly.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens all the time in my town. I've seen it a lot.
So they'll go to Mass...
Yeah, and then they got all the voodoo stuff at home. No big deal. It's completely... Now, if you are a Catholic... if you're a Catholic in Brockton, and you're not into voodoo, then you don't see this as good. This is not a great thing. I mean, a lot of them, like in Louisiana, where it's just so... New Orleans, where it's so predominant... Like the archbishop or the whoever who's there of the Catholic Church has said, Haiti or voodoo's fine. It's fine. We'll just let it coexist. We recognize it as a viable religion. But most Catholics will tell you it is not. If someone is Catholic only, they'll tell you this is not a good thing. You can't be voodoo and Catholic. But the people who practice voodoo, no problem with it whatsoever. No problem with it whatsoever. And elements of it... have seeped into the Protestantism as well, into evangelicalism. Yes.
So you're saying voodoo doesn't have doctrine?
It has doctrine, but it's not. It's very loose.
It's kind of made up of skull books and gods and stuff like that.
Well, not gods, these spirits.
Spirits.
Yeah, and so the thing is, there's not a lot of official writing. There's not a lot of like they don't have a Bible or a Book of Mormon or a Quran. Like most organized religions. Have something that they give. Hey, this is what we believe. Not so much there.
So do they kind of go out and witness to people, you know, kind of draw...
Do they proselytize? No. Because it's not like... For one thing, it's incredibly... Okay, here's what they would say. They would say it's incredibly misunderstood. And it's not the kind of religion that they care whether anybody else believes or not. Yeah, it doesn't create a burning desire in them to make more voodooists. Yeah, but it's because they would say it's so misunderstood, it's basically an underground thing. But again, you can get online, Google, voodoo priest, and five or six blogs come up, and they'll perform services for you. They got all the different things they do, and so it's it's mainstream in that way. But it's not like they're out on the streets trying to get people to. To join with them. And so that is sort of all that we're going to say about that. I got a few questions. Okay, so wait, let's do this. We got like a minute. If you want to serve Papa Legba, we mentioned him a couple times. He's a Loa, he's a spirit. You want to serve him. He's kind of like the gateway. And I'm saying you, not generally. I'm going to say if someone wanted to. I don't want to encourage you to do this. Just so we know, I'm against this. Some things don't go without saying. Legba, he's kind of the gateway god. Yeah, not god, spirit. All right? So he's the one. And if you want to, and I said he was associated with St. Peter. He's not. He's associated with St. Lazarus. Why Lazarus is a saint is beyond me. But anyhow, so if you're going to serve him, when beginning your service to Legba, listen to this carefully, please, and then I'll shut up, I promise. When beginning your service to Legba, make sure you have a glass of cool water on his altar and a lit white candle in one hand and another cup of fresh water in the other hand. Offer them to the east, west, north, and south. This creates a crossroads. We skipped over to crossroads, but that's basically a place where the spirits meet with humans. Beginning with your opening prayers, one Our Father, three Hail Marys, and one Apostles' Creed. Anybody know what the Apostles' Creed says? It's basically Christian doctrine.
Yeah.
It's basically the gospel. So you got to throw that in there too, right? After you do all that, now focus all your attention on Legba, concentrating as hard as you can. When ready, call on him three times with the following invocation. Papa Legba, open the door for me. Open the door for me. Open the gate for me, Papa, so I can pass. When I return, I will thank the Loa. Now you do all this other stuff. Okay. So here's what a... So if you talk to an academic person, all right, who's not a Christian, like the guy who I borrowed a lot of his material today, if I talk to him, I would be very likely to use the word demon when I was talking about Buddha. That word might come up. He would say no. No. You're looking at this from a Western Christian point of view. Those aren't demons. Those are just spirits. Now, here's some things that we're not going to talk a lot about this, but some things I want you to think about. All right. Is there such a thing as a good spirit? Is being mounted by a good spirit ever a good idea? Are there good spirits out there that we can talk to and get them to do good things for us? Who are we talking to when we talk to these spirits? I'm going to tell you that no, there are no good spirits, and being mounted by any kind of spirit is a bad idea. The academic world will spin this as positively as they can. And that's basically the way that they make it coexist with the Catholic religion. The Catholic, they honor and venerate and pray to and worship for all intents and purposes the dead and their saints. And so they would say this is basically just like that. And they say that only 5% of it is the bad kind.
Have you ever met anyone that says they're part of that 5%?
Of the bad kind?
Yeah.
No, but
hello,
I do.
Everyone. I'm part of the bad kind. I am.
I've met some people who know some people.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, awesome.
So, like, when you said there's no good spirit, is the Holy Spirit bad?
The Holy Spirit isn't a spirit, isn't a second tier spirit. Holy Spirit is God.
It just kind of confuses me.
Yeah, that's a good question. The Holy Spirit, these when I say spirits, I'm thinking of second-tier spirits, lower level, underneath God, who we can pray to do good things for us. Yeah, once you get into that realm, you get into a very, very, very dangerous realm. Because if you look into it, it's incredibly real. These people aren't faking it. It's incredibly real. So it has to be something. It has to be something.
Let's get one more question here.
Yes.
So what do they believe will happen if they're not
in their God? I will give you the official terminology on that. What they believe happens is much like purgatory, actually. It sounds a lot like purgatory.
Which sounds a lot like reincarnation.
Yeah.
I mean, that. Remember, all sewage comes from the same cell.
Govi is a small earthen bottle into which the soul, what we would consider to be the soul, or the spirit, I guess, what we consider to be the spirit of a person, into which the spirit of dead ancestors can be rescued. So the you own a govi and it has, you know, Uncle Fred in it. After a person dies, the spirit goes to the underwater place. A year and a day after he or she goes there, the relatives can recall their spirit. Unfortunately, this is where things get, you know, dicey. This is a very expensive service requiring a significant animal sacrifice, often an ox. And that's not something that the people of Haiti don't have disposable oxen. Thus, it is often considerable time before the service can be done. If too much time passes, the ancestor may get a bit restless and cause trouble. Did that answer your question? Yeah. Yes.
If they can do, like, spells and stuff, why don't they just make, you know, an eternity spell and make them live forever and be home?
Well, because it's not like they have just unlimited power.
It's like saying you can use one of your three wishes to get more wishes. Come on, Austin.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is exactly what I would do, by the way.
That's exactly what I would do. I want a new genie. All right. So, all right. Pastor Ron, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If you need...